The Wisconsin DNR said the city has until 2025 to modify the dam or remove it altogether because it can no longer withstand catastrophic flooding. If the dam is removed, it would also take the lake with it. Yvette Moeller is with Save Echo Lake and Dam. She says removing it would be detrimental to the look and feel of the downtown area.
I don't want to lose Echo Lake. It's part of our heritage. It's our gateway into the city of Burlington's historic district.
Both options would cost taxpayers more than $7.5 million. More than 150 dams have been removed from Wisconsin rivers since 1960. Those who want to remove the dam and restore the river say pedestrian paths, boardwalks, or fishing areas could be created where the lake is now. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.